to INF656S. This is Cybersecurity for Seniors. Senior citizens are the most vulnerable group of internet users who are prone to cyber attacks. In today's high-tech world, internet use has become a common part of everyday life. While cybersecurity is a concern for everyone, those who didn't grow up with the internet may find ourselves more vulnerable to viruses, identity theft, and other forms of cybercrime. In today's world, there are more than 230,000 new malware samples that are launched every day, according to the latest statistics. In the first half of 2019, there were more than 319,000 ransomware infections on the net, which represents about 137.5% increase compared to the previous year. I'm Robin Saunders, and I'm going to be your guide for the next 8 weeks through this course. This is an exciting time in history to be interested and involved in issues of cybersecurity. If you are enrolled in this course, you are probably one of those amazing seniors that uses the internet almost daily in your life. I'm here to show you how to protect yourself and your loved ones as you access this wonderful place that we call the Internet of Things. Together, we will be evaluating cyber threats. We'll be synthesizing an approach to help you protect yourself. I'll teach you how to access technological controls and how to implement those controls to safeguard your personal information and the information of your loved ones when you are online. Each week in the course will relatively be the same. This way, you can predict what you need to do, and you'll feel secure in knowing that you've completed all the tasks. The weekly module will open on a Friday and close 10 days later on Sunday night at 11:59. This way, it gives you 2 weekends to work on the material. Each week, you'll begin by reviewing the assignments. Sometimes you'll be reviewing a video, sometimes a podcast. Sometimes I will post something for you to read. But look at the content, become familiar with it, and that's where we begin. Now, it's important within this week to make sure that you are posting the assignments on time. So let's start out with the discussions. Each week, I will post a discussion question. This is something really important, and I want you to get excited about it. By 11:59 on Wednesday, you need to post your response to the discussion question. I do this to allow your teammates to comment on your amazing post. After you've made your initial post, you need to comment on at least 2 of your teammates' responses. This begins the discussion. Easy peasy. Next, I will post an article that is current and interesting about the subject for the week. You will need to read the article and review it. And I give you a template for the article review so that you can focus on the important parts of the article as it relates to the course. As I said before, each week is relatively the same. The only difference is on week 4, you're going to have a midterm project to complete, and in week 8, you will have a final project to complete. And I'll be giving you instructions for those as the time comes closer. That's all there is. Remember, I am here to help. I'm only as far away as a text or an email, and you have both of those contact informations in the course syllabus. I can't wait to meet you all online, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. See you in cyberspace.